Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy. Andrea is off today. It's time for Healthy Steps with Dr. Ginger. We're going to be talking about the deliciousness of cruciferous vegetables and how they are great for you. Hello, Dr. Ginger.
Hello, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm good. I love cruciferous vegetables. People have heard that term, but tell us, what are cruciferous vegetables?
Well, they are, actually, I think George Bush, our 41st president, probably made it more famous than anything, but it's the vegetable that he refused to eat and refused to have served. But broccoli is one of them, cauliflower, cabbage, arugula, watercress, horseradish, bok choy, Brussels sprouts, all of these things that we know we're supposed to be eating and we're probably not. And hopefully after today's segment, you're going to want to eat some more.
Well, you know, it's so funny because I always just thought it was broccoli and cauliflower. I didn't realize it was all those other ones.
Oh, and there's even more than I just named. But the basically, it's the cruciferi vegetables. They got their name from their four petals that are kind of cross-bearing. They resemble a cross, and so that's kind of where they came from. So if you look at all of these, the ones that I just named and all the others, they kind of have that resemblance, and that's how they kind of got put into that category.
And why are these cruciferous vegetables so good for us?
Oh my gosh, they are like nature's magnet. They have all these amazing natural compounds, sulforaphane, and all these big words that basically just are nature's magic. And the drug industry today cannot match the efficacy, the safety, or the potency of cruciferous vegetables when it comes to lots of different health challenges, but especially, and we're hearing more about this now, but preventing and treating cancers and breast cancer, prostate cancer, and leukemias in children as well.
Now, I've heard about prevention, but talk to us about the use of these in treatments.
Oh, sure. Well, there's lots of healing centers across the country that, you know, people go to and want to try some non-invasive natural means first. And so the cruciferous vegetables are a huge part of the super nutrition diet protocol. And you can also, I'm a big proponent, as you know, of juicing and green smoothies. You can include them in your green juices and smoothies each day. Throw a couple stalks of broccoli in there. Broccoli is probably like the super cruciferous vegetable that really is getting the most play, I think, in the media and in studies in terms of initiating cell death or self-destruction with various cancers. And even, you know, these cruciferous vegetables, they're being talked about as manipulating the human gene. You know, you may have a path that you're going to go on genetic-wise if you kind of live that lifestyle, but these are some of the foods that can make sure those negative genetic switches for certain diseases are not flipped on. So really incorporating, make sure every day you've got some sort of a cruciferous vegetable in your diet.
Now, let's talk about ways to prepare them. I like my broccoli lightly steamed. I try to eat it raw. I know that you eat raw food, and I think, I mean, that's your raw, what would you call that, a raw foodist? Is there a title? Or
yeah, raw foodist, correct.
I like
I'm
that.
Not 100% raw, so sometimes I do eat things steamed, and you know, you go out to restaurants, and that's just sort of the way they serve them. And so, yes, gently steamed, as we say, it's a great way to eat it raw, of course, in salads, adding to juices and smoothies, and of course, trying always to buy organic or the least amount of, you know, pesticides and toxins on your produce.
Well, you know what I think, Dr. Ginger? I feel like a lot of people maybe aren't preparing them right, and that's why they don't taste good. If you cook the heck out of your broccoli and it's soggy, right? But I make my daughter very lightly steam broccoli. She can't get enough. And I don't even put anything on it. Maybe a little salt, okay, because she does like just a little salt.
Right.
You know, but or maybe a little olive oil or something. But it's amazing. But when you get these vegetables that are soggy and, who wants to eat that?
Yeah, and you know, and of course, we know that the enzymes are completely gone, and when you start really cooking them, you know, the water-soluble vitamins go first, so, you know, your vitamin C's and those types of vitamins, but then it really starts destroying. And then when you get to the point where you're starting to turn them brown, that's when carcinogenic things are starting to attach to it, and you don't want to go there with your goodness that nature has provided us. But here's another way to eat cauliflower. If you're not a big cauliflower fan, which I never really was, kind of chopped up, but if you put cauliflower in your food processor and blend it up to where it starts to look like white rice, there's your white rice substitute. So whatever you were going to do with white rice, you could substitute raw cauliflower.
Oh, that is
awesome.
Really
good.
Now, do you, how do you cook that then?
You don't cook it. You don't cook it at all.
Oh, you don't?
You chop it up into big bits, and then you stick it in your food processor. You can do an entire head of cauliflower. You blend it up in your food processor, and you've got a huge bowl of what I call my white rice, raw white rice. And it's full of all these, you know, magic nutrients.
Now, I'm told it makes great mashed potatoes. I will try that.
Yes.
Have you made it for mashed potatoes, too? Well, it's not potatoes, obviously.
Yeah.
In
it's a mock potato, exactly. Yes, that's another way to do it as well. And, of course, don't forget Brussels sprouts. And you know, steamed Brussels sprouts are probably the way most people are going to eat those. But eat your Brussels sprouts.
Well, you know, this is funny. I took my daughter to a Whole Foods. It was a new one in my area. It was, like, gargantuan. It was really fun. And we went, and she was picking out what she wanted to eat, and she actually loves the roasted Brussels sprouts. Now, I know they use some oil, but I just want her to eat them. And that was, I mean, there was tons of stuff. There was macaroni and cheese and pizza and this, and she went over and she first got the roasted Brussels sprouts. I was so happy.
That's great. I'll take it. Well, also, and men who love their prostate need to also love broccoli and these cruciferous vegetables, because they've been shown to really help aid the prostate and prostate cancer, as well as breast cancer.
Oh, really? Okay, that's good to know. Yeah, I'm a huge fan of Brussels sprouts. I love broccoli. You know, it's so funny, though. I'll go through times where I kind of forget about it. I'm really big on kale. I eat kale every day. I put it in smoothies. I saute it with garlic for my daughter, the whole nine yards. And then I'll be like, oh, wait, I haven't seen broccoli in a while. So it's good that we're talking about this.
We get
in food ruts, right? Where even if you're eating healthy things, you got to switch it up a bit.
You absolutely do, and especially when it comes to your green juices and green smoothies. I know people make them, and they kind of use the same thing every time. So you can use your usual recipe, but each week just add a cruciferous vegetable to it. And it might be one that you don't even think about, you know, that you could juice. I mean, broccoli is one that a lot of people do juice, but throw some of these other things in there as well, just as, you know, those super nutrients that can get absorbed immediately into your system.
So you juice broccoli?
Sure, you can juice broccoli.
Cool.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't think much comes out of it.
Oh, well, you probably end up using an entire bunch in a juice, but yes, you can. You can. And of course, you know, you can eat it as well, but you can throw it in your blender with your smoothies, and you'll have little bits in there, but you just get a big straw or just suck it down, just get it into your system.
Yeah, that's a good point. I do love my smoothies. What other smoothies or juices do you like to use with the cruciferous vegetables?
Well, I like, in my juices, I like cucumber as the base. That gives a good volume of juice. And then I just add some of these, you know, some of these extra things that I know have various nutrients. But steamed broccoli in there for sure. You can stick Brussels sprouts. Now, Brussels sprouts have their own kind of like cabbage, kind of have their own taste to it. And so, you know, some of it you just kind of have to get used to, or like I said, just stick a straw in it and suck it down and let it do its magic. But the nutrients, these are really super nutrients, super magic foods, and we've got to incorporate this into our system. We can boost our immune system. It's great for cardiovascular disease. They're great for blood pressure as well, getting control of it. Nature really got it right when they made cruciferous vegetables.
Now, let's talk, Dr. Ginger, about when you see, you know, broccoli in a capsule. Now, I'm not big on it. I think you need to eat the real thing. But in a pinch, have you seen some of those supplements where they say, like, the vegetable is in there? What do you think of that?
You know, it just depends on what the processing is, because a lot of them have been so super processed that who knows what nutrients are really in it and combined with other things. And so I really like to get the real thing, unless you can find a product. Like, there's a lot of green powders out there. But you really have to find one that is doing it, that is preparing the right way and just really dehydrating. And that's
it. Well, that is awesome. Dr. Ginger, as always, it's so great having you here. I'm Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD and @NaturallySavvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.